Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fresh off the old cobwebs, if you have just arrived on the scene, you are in the middle of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria's out for a couple of days. You'd think it was summer or something, and people keep taking all this time off. What's the meaning of this outrage? Jay Kirshner.
It's summer.
Summertime, summertime. Summertime. Well, Victoria's enjoying a little short-term pleasure. It ought not to be at the expense, though, of long-term dreams. That's pretty silly. It's like pursuing long-term dreams at the expense of short-term pleasures. Got to have both of them in life. I hope you do. And maybe we can, you'll recoil a little at the headlines. I'm going to just go through, just listen, ladies, for a second, if you don't mind, to the headlines. You ready? Mm-hmm. CDC urges pregnant women to get vaccinated. Okay. FDA expected to authorize COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. Federal government sends hundreds of ventilators to Florida. California to mandate COVID-19 vaccines or tests for teachers and school staff. Minnesota's the latest state to mandate vaccines and tests for state workers. Dallas County defies Governor Abbott's mandate for masks. So let's see here. COVID-19 vaccines are safe in pregnant people who breastfeed.
Wait, can you
COVID-19 during pregnancy raises a risk for preterm delivery. The complications.
Do you hear it? Do you hear what? Our freedoms and liberties slipping away? Do you hear
that? That's right. Yeah, right. COVID-19 shots shown effective in cancer patients up to 4 months later. Rare heart condition in teens after COVID-19 shots generally mild. COVID has created depression and anxiety among young people. Unclear whether Delta variant is hitting children hard. Reinfection more likely for unvaccinated who had COVID-19. Going on and on. I think I've had enough of that.
Well, what's the point of the headlines? What are you getting?
The point is that everything that we seem to think and most of what we are doing is at the behest of the Chinese government's Delta variant or their COVID virus. We are slaves to not our government, but to them. We have become slaves, puppets, to the People's Republic of China. That's
well,
what
we're becoming. This is what's laughable, is that we're becoming the People's Republic by treating a disease like this the way it is. I mean, look, I think that the Chinese government should be held accountable for their part in this 100%. I've been saying that, like you, since the beginning. I mean, it's ridiculous what they get away with, how we still treat them as a developing nation. It's a huge problem. But we also have to own how we're tackling this issue and what we are doing and what we're willing to give
up. Well, it's opportunity for the people who want to do the things that you're...
World government and get more control.
Yeah. World government. The whole world...
I never thought that a year ago when we were, well, I was probably not here because I think I had COVID a year ago, but let's just say a year ago when we were chatting, I would have never thought in a million years that I'd be telling you that the county of Los Angeles is deciding whether I can go to a grocery store or not. Mm-hmm. They have now decided that I can't go visit a loved one in a hospital. These are new rules that are coming out that
unless you wear a mask or at all.
No, vaccinated people. So look, I've said it all along. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. I think people should get the vaccine. I think in many cases the vaccine does work for a lot of people. But I don't think that the answer is to just broadly paint people into two categories because there are millions of Americans with natural immunity. There are probably more than thousands of Americans who are immunocompromised or have concerns, real concerns about the vaccine. And those people should not be marginalized. And what's happening in what's happened in New York, what's now happened in L.A., is not only are they considering non-vaccinated people not using non-essential
like
businesses.
Like lepers.
They're having people not, I mean, they're saying that you can't use essential businesses. There was a mandate that quietly passed, and you know it had to be quiet, otherwise I would have been apoplectic about it the other day, is that it, now, effective yesterday, in California, all throughout the state, you can't go and visit someone in the hospital unless you're vaccinated.
Here's
what?
One of the biggest...
Yeah, nobody should be told what to put in their body.
Come on. I mean, it's just, I don't know. What's next? You're going to say, well, if you're a few pounds overweight, you can't go to a restaurant because obviously you can't be trusted. Mm. If you, are we going to look for proof that you're not an alcoholic? If
you're limping, you can't go to a restaurant because you might fall down the stairs and sue.
Right. Should we start saying that, well, you know what, there's too many people here, so we want to sterilize people? I mean, what's next?
If the bathroom is too small and you have to go to the bathroom... You can't do it here. You have to do it outside.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the one of the larger radio companies.
You got my point, though, right?
I got your point. You didn't think I got your point?
Yeah, absolutely.
I get your point. I'm just all of this is so ridiculous.
You can't.
Yeah, right. There's a video message that went out to employees of Cumulus, which is the second largest radio company, saying that basically, if you want to work here, you're required to have a shot. So that's that. If you don't want to, you have to go somewhere else.
I think that stinks. But also, you have a choice, right? So if you don't want to work in Cuba, I mean, obviously a lot of people would like to work there. But you could go work somewhere else. The thing is that there are not a lot of choices for people if you want to go to a grocery store. Or if your mother or your aunt or your loved one or your husband or whoever is sitting in the hospital and needs an advocate and you can't go in, it's just infuriating.
I'm just about to... As the leader of the band here, I'm going to require that from now on, you actually show up. If you don't show up, you're not allowed to show up.
That's what's called a job, so that's good. We're on
Meanwhile,
the right track.
All right, so Jennifer is in Los Angeles, as you can tell, and as you know from listening to the program. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Jay's down in Nashville. So I see that in Franklin, Tennessee. How far is that from you, Franklin?
No. Franklin is about 15 miles south of Nashville.
Okay, so it's right there. Yeah. There was a big protest apparently last night there after the school board reinstated a mask mandate for elementary students. People were yelling at the school board, yelling at the people who were in the crowd wearing masks. And then the people who were running the meeting said, "You'll never be allowed to come into a public meeting again." So you can't express it. I mean, heckling probably doesn't do a lot of good, but to say to people, because you're expressing yourself, unless they're attacking physically other people, to say, "You can't come anymore. The school district says if you make noise, we're videotaping these meetings, and you can't come anymore." And the one video I'm looking at, there's a guy screaming at a person wearing a mask on the way to his car, "We know who you are. You'll never be allowed to come here." You know, that kind of stuff. "We know who you are." Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Tennessee found itself as kind of a battleground, though, I think. And Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that Tennessee is one of those places where there's some fight back about whether or not that masks should be mandated. I mean, not that that's not happening around the country, but people are actually activated and they seem to be going out and protesting.
Well, and in Davidson County, where Nashville is, that was the only county in the area that had mask mandates. All of the surrounding counties, which Nashville is very transient. You have people moving into town. You have people who live out of town that travel into town for work regularly. And the Kentucky county line is not that far away. So you have some people crossing borders just to work and everything. So it has been very polarizing.
It is amazing where we are. Again, I hold the Chinese government completely accountable for all this because they know us. They know this will stir the pot. They know this will make people angry. They know this will upset the apple cart. And there will be, it's not easy to get things done under this circumstance. So we were almost out of it, and then we got back into it again. Now, is that something, when you get down to it, that was because we decided not to get vaccines? And did the Chinese government make the vaccines, and do they have as Alex Jones suggested, little chips in them so that we can be tracked every moment of every day. You don't have to have that. You got a cell phone. Chinese people listen to the cell phone. They don't have to have a vaccine, have a needle in your arm. Anyway, I find this whole thing, as I've said many times, I don't, you know, where do you go with it? If you're pregnant,
well, all we can do right
vaccinated.
Now is figure out our reaction, right, and figure out how we're going to hold China accountable. And I don't think that there's a good plan. I mean, truly, it hit me over the weekend.
No, there
we're
isn't.
Addressing, if we're not addressing antibodies and why we haven't done this so far, the testing is available. It seems to be pretty good. If we're not doing that for people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, I don't think anybody's really serious about getting to the bottom of the problem. So I don't know.
Who's anybody?
The government. I think the government is trying to say that they're very serious about getting to this. And so mandate. Well, let's talk about protecting. And what is doing it is not this one-size-fits-all prescription for the vaccine, because in some cases, people who are getting the vaccine aren't even showing up any antibodies because they're immunocompromised. So let's figure out who really needs that extra protection and worry about those people instead of just putting these prescriptions out for everybody.
I want to talk about debt in the next half hour.
Right.
So we're indebted to certain parties for our salvation, or at least that's what they want you to think. But I want to talk about debt in terms of dollars and cents and how that's changed during the course of the last year and a half. This is the DJV program with a focus now on Calitrin. This is a quick focus because most of the reminder when it comes to Calitrin, it has to do with how easy it is to get it at the moment. You know you can get healthy the correct way using the right formula, which doesn't include anything bad like stimulants, drugs. Nope. It's all good stuff in Calitrin that you take every day, and it keeps the weight away. How do you like that for, a poem? Take it every day, it keeps the weight away. You like that?
Very nice. Yeah,
yeah, it is
very
nice.
Good.
Right. Okay, the summer sizzler right now is
jingles.
On. You think so? Jingle bells. Anyway, that's not what she means, folks. She means that I should sing a jingle. It's Calitrin. Take it every day and you'll wash the weight away. Pretty good. There's another good one. You like that? All right, anyway. Clever boy as I am, you'll be more clever if you take advantage of the package offered right now. The buy one, get one free offer. Summer Sizzler. Get easy payment plans as well to get in on the action here. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the discount DJV, and you'll get one for two, or what is it? No, two for one. That's better. I think I'd rather have two for one than one for two, right, ladies? And free shipping. DJV code, toploss.com. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best-kept secret for back-to-school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99, and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash, and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I'd say it was a success.
Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/23/2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Thursday, August the 19th. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner. Jay is going to update us on the latest regarding the youngster that has departed from his mother. That is, it's on its own. It's not bad. It's good from Scarlett Johansson's point of view. I guess it's great. And Colin Jost. Is it Colin or Colin? Which do
it's
we
It's Colin. It's always been Colin. For some reason, people started calling Colin Powell Colin, and he's like, yeah, until I got this position, my name was Colin for my whole life. So people don't realize that Colin has one L.
Like Victoria's been your name for your entire life.
Right.
And Jay has been Justine, right?
Jessica.
Yeah, that too. All right, let's get to the trending stuff right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's see if we can do, what's the best sound for a new baby being born? It's not wah, wah, wah. What is a baby? I'm trying to remember what it was like when I remember the last time I heard a baby cry. As in coming out, you know, the first thing you do is slap the baby's bottom to find out if the baby's okay.
Yeah, get them breathing.
Yeah, get them breathing, get the blood going. All right, so what's going on with Scarlett Johansson, was it determined before that it was a baby boy?
Well, so they kept the pregnancy hidden for pretty much most of the pregnancy because it was only rumored back in June when she was doing her Black Widow promo tours, and she was virtual the whole time. She wasn't at anywhere, and she was only being filmed from the shoulders up. She was virtual on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and then
that's when the rumors started swirling, and then Colin Jost acknowledged just last month that, yes, she's pregnant, and that was during one of his stand-up shows, because he's on SNL, and he's a comedian and everything. And then they just had their baby, and it is a boy, and Colin Jost, he posted to Instagram that they named the baby Cosmo, which a lot of people are questioning if that's a joke or not. I think it's cute. But he even said, you know, if you we please respect our privacy, and if you have any questions, contact our publicist. And he tagged Michael Che, which is his SNL partner, who they always do the weekend updates together. And they were roommates when Colin Jost started dating Scarlett Johansson. Can you imagine, like, your roommate's girlfriend's coming over and it's ScarJo?
Yeah.
The kind of cleaning you would try to do in the kitchen before she came over.
Did she do the cooking? Who did the cooking? That'd be the question. No, maybe
well,
not.
She didn't live there. She just was visiting when they were roommates.
But when people come over, oftentimes, when I've had guests, they don't like my cooking, so they cook themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Your guests cook themselves? Did they just help themselves to all your pots and pans and everything?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, just come in and take over and complain about my stove because some of the burners don't work, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, right. Jeez.
All right, so congratulations to Scarlett Johansson. And her husband, Garth Brooks, is next on the trending report. What's happening with him?
He's scrapping the rest of his stadium shows over COVID-19 concerns. So Baltimore, Charlotte, Cincinnati, the Nashville redo that got canceled, Foxborough, Massachusetts, they're all going to go ahead and just scrap them.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guess under the circumstances. But they should be added back in quickly because I think this is
going
to be high.
Yeah, he is hoping that they will be able to reschedule.
Yeah. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The state of Michigan is teaming up with Ford, Bedrock, and Bosch to launch the nation's first of its kind real-world test site for emerging parking technology called the Detroit Smart Park Lab. The lab allows mobility and smart infrastructure pioneers, real estate innovators, and startups to test parking-related mobility, logistics, and electric vehicle charging technologies. The collaboration also aims to test more seamless and efficient rental car returns. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50%.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
President Biden, speaking to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, says the intelligence community let him down on assessing the Afghan withdrawal.
I think there was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
Former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman on Fox News gives his assessment.
Well, I think there was just a willful decision to ignore the facts on the ground. President Trump negotiated the Doha peace agreement with the Taliban going back to February of 2020. Two key components of that were that the Taliban would promise to sever their ties with al-Qaeda, which they did not, and to start a real intra-Afghan dialogue in earnest, designed to bring some reconciliation and a new government in Afghanistan. Neither of those things happened. And I think President Biden was just focused on removing our troops, no matter the consequences. He mischaracterized this as an endless war. Let's remember, we have troops in South Korea deployed there as a tripwire. If they weren't there, I have no doubt that Kim Jong-un and North Korea would likely attack South Korea. In this case, we had a stabilization force of just under 3,000 troops, 6,000 of our NATO partners, as well as about 18,000 contractors keeping that air capability that was so important to deterring the Taliban. And for that, we were able to keep our nation safe.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour now on the Thursday DJV program. Can you imagine? It's already Thursday, ladies. It's Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's she went out last. She handled some kind of an event last night trying to get Larry Elder elected governor. I think that was the deal, right, of California.
I'm not sure what event it was, but it was definitely related to the recall in California, right, for sure.
All right, so that's a big deal there, and a lot of people paying attention to that. But there's no question that the number one and number two items that are on people's minds again today have to do with the booster, with COVID, vaccines, and then what's going on in Afghanistan. So let's start, Victoria, if we can, going over those three new studies that have come out on the efficacy. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The efficacy of vaccines. Kind of surprising. The Pfizer results, that surprised me. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's not great news. So there are three new studies that came out yesterday on Moderna and Pfizer. J&J is not involved in these studies. So it appears that the effectiveness in guarding against infection drops significantly. So this is a large-scale study. This is probably the first large-scale study of vaccinated people. And so the efficacy in preventing hospitalization was 86% between 2 and 12 weeks after the second shot. It dropped to 84% from 13 to 24 weeks after full vaccination. So in New York, data showed a drop in protection against infection from 92% to 80% over 12 weeks. But the good news is this is still holding up keeping people out of the hospital. And that's essentially the whole point of the vaccine. It's to keep you from dying and keep you out of the hospital. So the good news here, all three studies are confirming, even though the rate that against having mild to moderate symptoms, meaning a breakthrough case, that rate dropped in terms of how much protection you have against having a moderate or mild case, but it's holding steady against hospitalization. So that's good news. So the other update is that the White House now says on September 20th that these booster shots of Moderna and Pfizer will become available to everyone. So they want you to wait 8 months after full vaccination. Now, this is where a lot of other health experts have chimed in, saying that they actually think that that's the wrong call, because after 6 months, and we saw this initial data coming from Israel, that after 6 months, Pfizer, you lose, I forget what the percentage is every month, but it's a chunk of a percentage that you lose in protection every month, and then after 6 months, it drops off pretty steadily. Mm-hmm. So waiting 8 months is, I think, dangerous. I think that we're probably going, if I'm just guessing here, but I think before September 20th, they're probably going to ramp it up and allow people to get shots sooner than that.
Well, what's the point of waiting?
I think they're trying to avoid a stampede.
Well,
I think
the business with Afghanistan and the challenges to Biden and his ability to make good decisions, I think there's going to be a lot of people question many of his decisions. If this is you say it came from the White House.
The White House announced this. They're going by the CDC. So,
The CDC hasn't been great with their advice either. Here, there, up, down, sideways. So I think if you have a concern about yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go right to the place where I had the last shot and ask him to give me another one. I'm going to ask the question to whether I would add Moderna. If I've had two Pfizer, should I get a Moderna? What happens if I get a Moderna? Because I kind of want to get a Moderna, frankly, at this point.
So what happens right now is they're only giving boosters to severely immunocompromised people. Depends on where you are. New York City issued an alert last night that I got on my phone saying that if you are moderately to severely immunocompromised, that you can get a booster now. So the problem, though, is, they're asking a lot of questions, I guess, about your specific health concerns. And if you're not making, if you don't meet the criteria, you are not eligible for a booster right now. So that's part of the problem. My parents got vaccinated early on in February, and so my parents are at 6 months right now. I don't want them to wait another 2 months before they can get a booster.
There's no point to it. There's no common sense reason for it. It's more BS government.
I think it's just
rules,
a deadline
regulations.
That is going to move. But hopefully it will move. But the thing is, though, we can't tell people right now to go get it because we're not eligible, and they're going to turn you away. So it's you're going to have to do a lot of lying right now if you don't have an organ transplant, or if you're not on medication that severely lowers your immune response. If you don't have HIV, if you don't have
people who don't know who I am, who don't know anything about me, telling me stuff like that. I think this pandemic has put us in a place where we just seem to not be able to think for ourselves. We're not allowed to think for ourselves. And this is one of the major changes, it seems to me, in the last year and a half or so. The psyche of Americans, we better not do it because the government says we shouldn't do it. Bushwah.
Well, you can say bushwalk, but Doug, you
I'm gonna say that. Why?
You can say, because people are going to get turned away. Don't be, you're telling people, you're giving misinformation. Doug, I'm telling you, these are the rules. Okay, I want you to get the shot, and I want my parents to get the shot, too. Mm-hmm. But the, right now, none of you guys qualify. So you will be turned away. So you don't have rheumatoid arthritis. You don't have...
I'll try it, and if I get turned away, I'll tell you. If I don't, and I won't, and I'm not going to not tell the truth, because I don't do that. I'm going to go, and I'm going to say, here's my story. I want this shot. Are you going to give it to me or not? Let's see what they say. That's all.
Go ahead and try. I'm just saying, like, right now, that, you know, that's those are the stipulations. So, you know, don't be surprised if you get turned away. Maybe you can bribe someone, slip somebody.
Nope, not
going to
do any of that. Nope, not going to do that. I'm going to do it the right way. I'll ask, but I'll be persuasive.
Okay.
You can be sure of that. Are you sure you want to turn me away? Why are you turning me away? Let's see. Okay.
They'll give it to you just so you'll go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's so annoying that they'll give you two shots to make you go away.
One on each arm.
One too. Yeah.
So do we, but the booster, has there been, you're talking about these studies, has there been an example of someone who has had the third shot and what the reaction has been? Because after the second shot, most of us didn't feel too hot for a day or so. So
I don't know. I mean, the only person I know with a third shot already is the governor of Texas, and he jumped the line, so...
But
and
he's got COVID.
Yeah, he's still right. He's a breakthrough case even with the third shot.
Karma. It's the karma shot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know that anyone has really reported on that yet. As soon as I can get a booster, I'm going to definitely...
See, Jay, you've had your two shots, and you do have issues... lung and that sort of stuff. So you should be in line today. You should get the shot, as far as I'm concerned, today. So
I do want it. I definitely do want it. I have to do my research and find out if I can, if I am eligible. I would think so. This asthma, you think asthma, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's asthma, dear diary. This asthma sucks. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but asthma's not on the list right now. That's they have found through these studies, and believe me, I have asthma, too. I have a lot of empathy for people with asthma who can't breathe. I've been hooked up to a machine a bunch of times, and it's a horrible feeling to not know if you can catch your breath. But the... from what they've done, right, the studies that they've done on people with with organ transplants, they have found that the vaccines never really gave them that much of a boost to begin with. That's why they're starting with those people. They're the most vulnerable of any, you know, and it doesn't matter how old you are. Anyone over, I think, 18 or over 12 is approved as long as, you know, you meet that other criteria. So they want to get those people vaccinated first, and then they're going to move on. I would imagine they're going to start with, you know, by age. I think in Israel they're doing – I think Israel and France I think are already starting, and they're doing elderly people first, immunocompromised people first, and then it's going
to
go from
there. Well, according to you, I'm a member of the elderly group, so that should put me right –
according to me? It's according to your birth certificate. I didn't label you elderly.
I have the perfect solution. Last night I had apparently a visit from a spider in bed. I have a spider bite on my stomach. And I'm going to show them that when I go, look at this, there's something wrong with me. I need a shot. So see what that
they're going to go, oh, there's a lot wrong with you, sir. But it's nothing that the booster can fix.
All right, so most Americans, according to yet another poll, suggest that wearing a mask is a good idea, or at least having mask mandates at schools.
This was surprising. This is, because everybody who's, fighting against the school district and I don't want my kids wearing a mask and all these people who are protesting, they're getting all the attention. But it turns out, according to this national poll, that 69% of people polled support local school districts requiring everyone, teachers, students, administrators, to wear a mask in school. Now, it's only 44% of Republicans, this is once again political, compared to two-thirds of independents and 9 out of 10, 90% of Democrats. So 64% of respondents support state and local government mandates requiring masks in all public areas as well, and 55% of Americans support companies requiring vaccination. So these numbers were a lot higher than I think, you know, again, like I said, the people who get all the, you know, are sucking all the oxygen out of the room are, you know, the super loud protesters, but the rest of the country doesn't really feel that way.
If you want a summary of what sort of is going on, I guess this would be it. We are planning, we as a country, boosters for the shots. The TSA is extending the mask requirement for passengers until next year, right? Until the beginning of next year, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I'll be on a plane a lot starting next month, so it'll be something to be. I don't like wearing the mask. I'm going to get a better one that fits more comfortably.
At this point, and I'll send you a link, at this point, every epidemiologist that I've seen talking about this on TV, the cloth masks are no good. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't work against Delta. The N95 is really the only mask, or the KN94, which comes out of South Korea. Those are the masks that everyone should be wearing. I just ordered a whole bunch for my parents and for Lewis and me. But I'll send you the link. That's what you should be wearing. And it's more comfortable. You can breathe in them, and they're safer.
Yep. And 25% of children who have COVID spread it to others in their household. Now, that's an interesting stat as well. Something to think about. Food for thought here. 46 after the hour on the DJV program. More underlying reasons for you to be healthy. And if you aren't healthy because you're overweight, time for you to get healthy the right way using Kalitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, that is drug-free, that is all-natural. That's what it is. It isn't anything that will hurt you. As a matter of fact, there's nothing in it that will do anything except help you, and that's the bottom line. So if you have particular questions about the formula, it's simple. There's three ingredients, that's it. But if you want to talk to somebody who's either, A, been through the program and has been successful, or someone that works as a consultant at Kalitrin, just go to toploss.com. You can start a conversation back and forth, even talk to someone on the phone. It's really a very supportive environment, and that's what people like about it, plus the fact that it works. So get the weight off and keep it off with Kalitrin. That's the message, basically. That's message number one. Message number two is, right now, there's an unlimited BOGO sale. So you buy one, you get one free. You buy 10, you get 10 free, whatever it is. And for the first time ever, if you're a user of Kalitrin and you like the liquid better than the capsules, you can mix them up, or you can, you know, you can always get liquid capsules if you want, you know, as many as you want of both. But if you want to mix them up, that's okay, too. Why not? Help yourself. Try them. See which one works the best. Lose weight, keep it off the healthy way with Kalitrin. Check it out. When you do check out, make sure you use the DJV code for the unlimited BOGO sale, and so you don't have to pay for shipping.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three past the hour here on the DGV program. Time for Victoria to take over. She does that with aplomb. But right now it's Tech Talk time because it's what we do every day at this time. We always, for the essence of formulaic success, do things at the same time. So the first item has to do with water shortages in the Southwest. And how is that a tech story?
Well, it's a tech story because this is where all the semiconductor new factories, they're called fabs, that's where they are, that's where they're setting up shop. And this was great news when this was announced last year. Everybody, you know, we know there's a global semiconductor chip shortage, right? And so, and most of that is tied to China in one way or another. And so we want more business here in America, and Arizona has already become, is already the home to Intel. And so now we know there are two other factories that are going to be built in Arizona, built, you know, making these chipsets. So the problem, though, is, as we've also been talking about, with the droughts. And unfortunately, these factories require, and this was news to me, I had no idea how much water, these factories use. But both Intel and TSMC are opening new facilities in Arizona, and this is the worst drought that we've had in decades across the western U.S. And so federal authorities have, as we know, we talked about this earlier this week, have officially declared a shortage on the Colorado River. And that's for the first time ever. They've never had to do that before. Now, that triggers water cuts in several states and as well as Mexico. That starts January 21st. So the shortage is because of the Hoover Dam's Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the U.S. It's a huge source of water for Arizona. Now, a factory, or like I said, fab, it for making semiconductors needs 2 to 4 million gallons of water a day, and they use the water to cool down the equipment, and they clean the silicone wafers. So fabs are also very picky about the kind of water because they need to have the purest, ultra-pure water to prevent any impurities from damaging the chips. So the industries in the state of Arizona make up 6% of their entire water allowance, and that's obviously going to grow with these new chip makers and other manufacturers moving into the state. So Intel announced in March that they're going to spend $20 billion to build two new semiconductor factories in Chandler, Arizona, which is an expansion of the campus that they already have. And then Intel says that they recycle most of their water. More fabs obviously mean it's going to be really, really hard on the system. Arizona has a mega factory network, and then that's you know, we're going to add in these new companies building these new fabs. And so Intel said that they use more than 5.2 billion gallons of water in Arizona in 2020. That's 20% of that water was reclaimed water, but that's still 80% of new water that they were using. So this can end up being very problematic, and, you know, we already know how bad the shortage is of these semiconductor chips, so let's just hope that we can figure this out before we're in a deeper hole.
Tech Talk continues in a moment with a focus on another data breach. Stay tuned.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
All right, who's responsible for this outrage, Victoria?
The T-Mobile data breach. It's the latest one. So now we have more information on this. Initially, it was reported that 100 million records had been stolen. Now it looks like it's about 47 million, which is still a lot. They said the investigation is still ongoing. They have this is people who applied for credit through T-Mobile, 7.8 million postpaid customers. They're the ones who have a contract. And so this is dates of birth, first and last name, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, IDs, all that. Essentially, this is a huge breach, and the best thing you can do, go onto the T-Mobile site. They're offering 2 years of credit protection and monitoring, and you can get more information at their site.
All right. That's very important news. Pay attention to that. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.